Later, back at the water's edge, Maggie and I set about preparing a pot roast for tomorrow's lunch.
What a thing, Maggie. The bones have been chewed. What if it wasn't an animal?
Oh, don't even think it, Cookie.
But it happens.
Well, there used to be a lot of cannibals in the area, you know.
What are you saying?
Over in Schuylerville. Woodchucks, we called them. Oh. You just never know what to believe. You know, now let's just make some of those little boiled potatoes, huh?
That night, I went over to my map and pulled out all the other pins. I put a red one over by the Saratoga Raceway. The next day, we were packed at lunch. I was madly carving roast when...
Who's that?
It's Dolores, over here.
You've got to come help me.
What?
I don't know anyone else, please.
What happened?
Garcia's disappeared.
A hush fell over the cafe.
You've got to come.
Wait, but I can't.
I'm afraid he's been...
Well, what about the police? I'll just call Joanne.
No, not the police. Not the police. Talk to people. You're good at that.
I am?
Please, down at the track. Please, go ahead.
We drove to Saratoga. I took Dolores to her hotel.
I'll call you as soon as I know anything.
I gave her a hug,
bless you, Jean-Claude,
cranked up the DeSoto, and drove over to the track. What had happened to Garcia? That was the question everyone was asking. I saw the guy who had found the other body the day of the race.
How you guys doing?
Still a bit shaken up, I'll tell you. And now this thing with this new jock, Garcia.
A woman joined us.
You know, I can't remember the last time I saw Garcia. They've only been around a few weeks.
Well, you know, these jockeys.
You know, they come and they go.
And then they're gone.
But no one's seen anything?
Well, you know, there's been talk of a mysterious man hereabouts.
A murky kind of fellow.
What? Murky, that's it.
Murky?
He drives a DeSoto.
A DeSoto? I drive a DeSoto.
I know. That's why... I thought to tell you, I saw you coming up in it.
You don't think I'm...
Everyone's real scared, you know. They won't admit it, but nobody will travel alone here anymore at night.
Yeah.
So that's the one to look for.
The murky man.
The murky one.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I think.
I cranked up the DeSoto and headed back to Fort Edward. What did we know? Little. Very little. Many jockeys here and then gone. One may be eaten by a cannibal. Does it all tie up? Are we talking about... What a horrible thought.
Hello?
Joanne, it's Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude? What time is it?
It's late. Garcia's missing.
Garcia?
It's Dolores' boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Saratoga today. Apparently, lots of jockeys have gone missing lately. Everyone's starting to panic.
Jocks come and go.
What if we have a serial cannibal?
A serial cannibal?
You remember the teeth marks? It's possible.
Yeah, that's all it is. Just possible. It's all speculation. Like, where's the evidence? Garcia will turn up, his tail between his legs with a big story and a box of chocolates for Dolores.
No, but...
Good night. Jean-Claude.
What?
Joanne was right. I was just off the wall with my serial cannibal. But then again, where was Garcia? I called Dolores a few times, but she was too frantic to even come to the phone. Maggie and I carried on at the cafe. Everywhere I went, people now seemed to be whispering. And then about a week later, the phone rang. We all held our breath and waited.
What's wrong?
They found Garcia's body.
Where? Over in Saratoga?
No, it's 100 miles up from here, over by Gilmantown.
And?
And it's cooked and eaten like the other one. See, that poor child.
How do we know it's Garcia?
He had a tattoo of Mount Fuji on his organ. Well, Dolores told him.
Mount Fuji?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Wow.
That night, upstairs, I put another red pin on my map. 100 miles north and west, Garcia had been taken from the track to somewhere else, and exactly 100 miles from the first red pin. A strange coincidence. I didn't know what to make of it. A week or two went by. There was someone out there, stalking jockeys and eating them. Wow. I stared at my map and the two red pins. Where the third one would be was anybody's guess. If there was going to be a third one.
Hello?
You know, Claude? It's Joanne.
Hi.
Another jock's been found.
Where?
Up near Scroom Lake.
Wow. And are we talking...
Different M.O. A platter of organs, neatly laid out. He's having more fun with it.